Hello, everybody, and welcome to Matrix Live Season 10, Episode 24. So, possibly the end of the season, depending on if Thibaut wraps it round to 11 or not.
We need to figure out what is the end of season
cliffhanger. Well, we've got a good cliffhanger, actually.
The one happening in October.
Well, no. Wait until the end of the episode, and then we'll find out what the cliffhanger is.
Yeah, I think I know. Too many cliffhangers.
Yes, well, talk about your not-so-cliffhanger, but the big thing on the horizon. You were talking to Thibaut earlier. Why isn't Thibaut here? Where is he?
Because Thibaut has been traveling to Strasbourg. Strasbourg city, west in France.
That's Strasbourg, by the way, for people who don't speak French.
And he's been going there to find the best location for the Matrix Conference 2025. So it will happen on October, between October the 15th and the 18th. We'll have a bar camp on the first day and then 3 days of conference. Expecting lots of fun stuff, very much like last year in Berlin, where we had many people from all the different corners of the ecosystem gathering in one place, which was really, really fun. We're even expanding the number of attendees this year, because last year it was too small and people couldn't join. So really looking forward to this. And the news of the week is also that the call for proposal is out. So if you actually want to participate in the conference and tell us about what exciting stuff you've been building on top of Matrix, please go to conference.matrix.org and click on the call for proposal button. I forget how it's labeled, but you will find it, and send some suggestions, and we'll be really happy to see what you can come up with.
So what was the gossip from Thibaut? What's the place like?
I haven't managed to watch all the videos, but basically it's pretty big. There'll be an open space for some booth, and then three different rooms for conferences and talks. Can I spoil this? Maybe he'll be unhappy. But he's looking to write a food guide
for food Strasbourg. Guide.
Yeah, because food in Strasbourg is good. So so let's see. But yeah, it's a really nice city.
Well, what's the thing that they have there? The like flat pizzeria things?
The Flammenküche.
Yes, it's Flammenküche?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. It's important to navigate Europe by pizza variants. Why Strasbourg, other than the Flammenküche?
Because Paris was too expensive, and Strasbourg is very close to Germany, and we have a big German community, and you have the European Parliament, so then it's also deserve the right word in English, or am I translating French, maybe? But basically, you can go to Strasbourg easily. It's a pretty city in the middle of Europe.
Yeah, I had a really nice trip there, actually, about 6-7 years ago or so, with the Fractal team in the very early days of Fractal. And there was a hackathon basically kicking off the project. I think I met Compton there, as well as Alex Franke and Tobias Bernard and a bunch of others. And it'll be really nice to go back. So looking forward to that. We need sponsors.
So we need speakers, but yes, we also need sponsors. So if you are an organization building on top of Matrix and want to show off what you do, make sure to attract new customers, then get in touch. Same thing, there is a page about sponsorship on the website. And we'll be happy to tell you more about the kind of packages available.
And this is really important. Like last year, we didn't have enough sponsors. And as a result, despite the conference being really good, we ended up losing money on it overall. And money is at a premium at the best of times for the Matrix Foundation. And put on a really good show and lose cash was a bit of a fail. So this year, really, really, really would like to get particularly the big companies, like we're talking about the multi-billion dollar or tens or hundreds of billion dollar companies who go and ship commercial solutions based on Matrix. This would be a great time to put some money behind the bar for the make great benefit of Matrix community.
one of the best times, because there is another option if you're a giant company wanting to support the foundation.
Well, tell us what that is, haven't you?
Which is basically becoming a member of the foundation. So if you're one of these companies, you've probably received an email from me saying, please, 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 do you want to be a member of the Matrix Foundation? Basically, the idea is to make sure that Matrix stays unencumbered, completely neutral, open standard, that it can manage the trust and safety side of the network, and basically maintain and grow the ecosystem and the network. So if you want to stay, Matrix to stay the way it is today, we need a foundation to continue running, and the foundation doesn't have a lot of cost right now, but still need to be covered, and we need more members. So it's really nice to see the smaller players step up, but we're really lacking the bigger ones to actually come and participate to the effort, especially when they're monetizing the protocol.
And something that people often ask when we go and beg for membership to the foundation is, well, what is this money actually going to do? Like, the foundation doesn't write Synapse anymore, you know, what are you going to do with the money? And I would say probably top of the list right now is trust and safety, because the entire integrity and success of Matrix as a public network is obviously contingent on it not filling up with spam. And as almost everybody will have seen over the last couple of weeks, we have a very, very, very persistent spammer who is doing their best to cause as much trouble as possible. Now, we're obviously responding to this at top priority. There will be invite spam mitigation stuff shipping possibly today or over the next couple of days, which follows on from the policy server work that we rolled out a couple of weeks ago that goes and allows people to block spam within rooms. However, this stuff would be a lot easier if we had more people actually working on it, either within the Matrix Foundation or seconded from Element, or indeed funding people in the community to be able to focus more on it. So it's a really interesting concrete example where memberships and sponsorship would directly translate into making Matrix better for everybody in terms of giving us more bandwidth to actually work on solving the pretty hard problem of trust and safety in a decentralized network. Anyway, apologies to everybody who's been caught in the crossfire on this, but rest assured that we are proactively working on it as best we can. What else is going on? I'm really excited about the room list in Element Web.
Yeah, it's. I was scared about it, but very happy with how it's coming together.
So this hasn't shipped yet, and probably very few people are playing with it yet. But if you were using Element on Nightly or develop.element.io, and you go to Labs, and you go down to the bottom, and you select New Room List Experience, caution, still in development, then you will get an entirely different room list, which is suspiciously identical to Element X, to the extent that once you enable it, Element Web starts feeling a lot more like a web version of Element X. And it's a bit radical. No more room sublists or sections anymore. Instead, it's just one great big list. And instead, you have a bunch of filters along the top, just like in Element X, to allow you to select DMs or rooms or invites or mentions, and a couple of other categories like that. But the interesting thing is that it really does feel pretty good. And I think it might be because it switched to a virtual rendering setup so that it no longer renders the entire room list as one huge hunk of HTML. Instead, it just renders the visible ones. And so for a big account like mine, it's a lot more snappy. And it means that switching between rooms is a lot more snappy too. Or it could just be that it's aesthetically cleaner and simpler. But I was also slightly concerned that it might regress usability, but having turned it on, there's no going back. So this will be shipping in the wider world in the next couple of weeks. But if you are excited about Element Web UI advancing, then go have a fiddle with it. It's also implemented in MVVM, I believe. So basically the view model is decoupled from the underlying API and SDK that backs it, giving us the ability to swap SDKs in future by basically abstracting the user interface away, which is pretty exciting. And beautifully segues, even if I say so myself.
I was about to say. Talking about SDKs.
there's some exciting stuff happening right now over in Rust SDK land, where the folks at Filament have started to send a bunch of PRs over the enable WebAssembly support for once and for all into Rust SDK, allowing it to be built for WASM such that it could be used to power a web-based matrix client like a hypothetical Element X Web, or indeed the Filament web client for when they release it. I haven't played with it yet. I think the PRs are literally trickling in as we speak from Daniel there, but really exciting to see a matrix ecosystem participant upstreaming some pretty fundamental stuff there. I did ask the Rust team what they made of the PRs so far, and they said that there may be a little bit of iteration needed, perhaps, in terms of being a bit more targeted in how the WASMing has gone. But from my perspective, from a pragmatic perspective, if it works and it means that you can build this thing and it works on the web, and we can start experimenting with swapping out the JS SDK for Rust SDK in Element Web, etc., then that is a very exciting news. So watch your space on that. Should we talk about other people's conferences a bit?
Yes. Let's start with what's coming up, maybe. Our participation into the Denum hackathon, which is going to be in a couple of weeks.
Yes, week after next. So I think that Matt Moore was on Matrix Live a few weeks ago telling everybody about it. But basically, we decided to send some folks as Element along to participate in the hackathon. Hopefully, we've been managed to get a space in the roster, and remains to be seen precisely who that is. But I think there could be some really interesting matrix hacking going on in Paris week after next. So if you are interested in that sort of thing, and if you're anywhere near Paris, come and get involved.
Yeah. And otherwise, in terms of conferences that have happened, it was interesting this week to participate into the Open Source Founders Summit in Paris again, and basically exchanging notes with other open source players, both companies and foundations, on exchanging best practices, basically, which was really fun.
Yeah, and got to hang out with a whole bunch of the other open source founders of Europe and the wider world. Really interesting to meet the Ghost team, for instance. They've got a really interesting model that I hadn't realised. The Ghost blogging software runs as a non-profit, and they have a cap of 50 employees at any given point. And those are the constraints with which they operate, which I found fascinating as a completely different way of going and trying to keep the lights on. Quite successfully, it seems. And I know perhaps there was a world where we had managed to get the Matrix Foundation to be sustainable non-profit from day one, would never have had to create Element, and it would be a totally different dynamic for the Matrix ecosystem these days, for better or worse. But perhaps it's easier when you're writing a blog rather than creating a communication standard. It was all Chatham House. We're not allowed to talk about specifics of people's dirty laundry, but were there any other particularly interesting ones that we can gossip about?
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't think.
Well, she's just being responsible, whereas I just want to gossip. However, probably should uphold the fact that it was meant to be confidential.
So tell us about your cliffhanger.
All right, fine. It's the end of the episode, everybody. Hold on to your metaphorical cliff. Top edge with your fingernails for the cliffhanger is that we have spent this week doing a lot of work on state resolution, and in fact I believe that there is a pretty much final design for the next version of state resolution in the wings, with the expectation of starting to share details in the coming weeks. I think it's too early to talk about specifics, but suffice to say that I went and opened a bunch of MSCs a few days ago, got into trouble because they're placeholder ones, because they refer to the security issues in state resolution, V2, that state res V2.1, which this shall be, fixes, and we should be publishing those over the next couple of weeks. But that is where my head has been, at least, with a bunch of the rest of the team going and figuring out the shape of things to come there, which is exciting because it has been 5 years since the last main change to state resolution. And we're quite excited to actually reveal all the stuff that we've been working on over about the last 6 months, including all of the TARDIS visualizations, which basically create a suite of failing tests showing problems on the current implementation. And then you turn on the new room version with the new state res, and you see that all the tests fix, visualize beautifully in TARDIS. So that is what lies on the horizon for next season, given this should clearly be a season cliffhanger finale, not just an episode finale, and we all just have to remind Tib to flip the bet to go to season 11. Right. Anything else?
No, I don't think so. On my side.
Hope I hit record on this. Did I?
I think you did.
Okay, good. Brilliant. In which case, everybody have a wonderful weekend, wonderful bank holiday if you're in the UK, and see you on the other side. Bye.
Bye.